I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, January 2. Coming up, Jamaica's economy grows by 0.8%, government to ramp up ZOSOs for 2018, and legislation to fight crime and corruption to be updated this year. The news in detail after the break.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
Now the news. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, is reporting that Jamaica's economy grew by 0.8% during the July to September 2017 quarter when compared with the same period in 2016. In a recent press release, the agency attributed the growth to improved performances in both the services and goods-producing industries. The agency outlined that all subsectors within the services industries recorded increased levels of output, including electricity and water supply, which grew by 2.4%. Hotels and restaurants, 3.9%, transport, storage and communication, 1.1%, and real estate, renting and business activities, 0.6%. Growth in the goods-producing industries was attributed mainly to a 2.3% increase in manufacturing and a 1.2% increase in construction. The manufacturing industry's performance was due to increased output from both the food, beverages and tobacco and other manufacturing sub-industries. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is to ramp up the implementation of zones of special operations in 2018. Mr. Holness says this commitment reflects the government's resolve to make Jamaica safe from the threat of criminals.
Zones of special operations have shown Jamaicans that our security forces can police communities and control crime in localities without abusing citizens' rights. We have now created a framework for the whole of government response to citizen security. 2018 must be the year when we scale up the zones of special operations to reclaim communities that have been captured by criminals.
Following the passage of the corresponding legislation last year, the Prime Minister is enabled to declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations and community development measures. The zones are designed to allow the security forces to saturate select communities and displace criminal elements, maintain a sustainable level of presence and control over the area, and build lasting relationships with residents. Two zones of special operations were implemented in 2017 in the communities of Mount Salem in St. James and Denhamtown, West Kingston. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated the government's plan to update the country's legislation in 2018 to up the fight against crime and corruption. The new regulations will affect all levels of national security, including the Constabulary Force, the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, and other departments.
This new legislation will replace the current JCF Act and focus, among other things, on preserving the integrity of the men and women who serve to ensure that corruption within the ranks of the police services does not compromise the ability of the force to fight crime. We will also pass the MOCA Act and table the National Security Act, which will create a more coordinated framework for all agencies operating within the national security space.
The Prime Minister also stated in his New Year's Day message to the nation that careful security expenditure will continue to be a priority, with an additional $2.4 billion having been allocated to the national budget to strengthen crime-fighting capabilities. And Transport Minister Mike Henry says Jamaica's re-election to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, will facilitate the country's expansion into the global shipping industry. Jamaica secured a place on the council following its successful election at the 30th session of the IMO's General Assembly on December 1. Jamaica's membership enhances the country's capacity and that of the region to contribute to major policy decisions, rulemaking, and the development of standards. Minister Henry says the re-election was timely, as the government is serious about developing Jamaica's maritime industry to facilitate critically important investment milestones.
I feel very elevated by this overall.
The council is the executive arm of the IMO and is responsible under the assembly for supervising the work of the organization. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.